Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey. Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat cold tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500. Quick question for you. What makes you feel more invigorated, less stressed, and more in control of your body? The answer, more energy. Specifically, more quantum energy, because our bodies are quantum systems. Leela Quantum Tech has figured out a way to harness quantum energy so you can reach a state of vibrancy that you've probably never felt. Dozens of studies show that LeelaQ's products neutralize the effects of harmful EMFs around us and even release positive energy that can improve your blood flow, optimize your heart rate, and other benefits. LeelaQ has some heavy science backing it up. A recent study looked at people who use LeelaQ for just 10 minutes. The study used a special blood illumination technique called dark field microscopy, and it showed significant protective and improvement effects on blood flow. So take a quantum leap into higher vibration at LeelaQ.com/Dave and claim your exclusive 10% discount.
Today's cool fact of the day is that ambient music can have a really profound effect on your creativity, even more so than playing your favorite power tunes. A recent study on creative cognition showed that moderate noise levels increase thought processing difficulty, which leads to heightened abstract processing, which inspires creative thinking. Basically, the sounds make you work just hard enough in your thought processing to force you into being creative. But on the other hand, loud noises that make you work too hard and that are too distracting can reduce your ability to handle information effectively. So the bottom line is, sound is one of the environmental variables that you can use for biohacking. They can increase creativity or it can decrease creativity depending on what you do with it.
Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of 6 different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit arrcled.com.
Today's guest is none other than veteran biohacker, Zen monk, musician, composer, and all-around philanthropist, Bill Harris, the founder and CEO of Centerpoint Research, creator of Holosync. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Dave. How are you?
I am doing really well. We're friends. You've been on the show before. You've spoken at the Bulletproof Conference. You gave away some copies of your book, The New Science of Super Awareness, at this year's conference. And you're one of our most popular guests on Bulletproof Radio. So welcome back.
I'm glad to be here. There's always more to share with people.
Now, you have had your program, your audio program for training the brain, something that I first used. Geez, I want to say somewhere around 96, 97, I started using your program. And you've had over 2 million people in 193 countries use Holosync, which is absolutely remarkable. And you've been researching the brain, well, I would say ever since, but the entire time. How did you get 2 million people in 193 countries to use your program? Is there a secret?
Well, it's been a... I sort of haven't done a count lately, but 2 years ago, it was 2.2 million people in 193 countries. And part of that is because we've been doing this for a long time. I started researching this in 1985. And in 1989, I started Centerpoint. And the first few years probably shouldn't count. Maybe in terms of refining it, they did, but not in terms of I didn't know what I was doing the first few years, so we didn't grow very fast. But at a certain point, it did really take off. I think that the reason Centerpoint has been so, maybe there's three reasons why it's been so successful. One of them is that Holosync really is amazing. In a world of personal growth products that are mostly garbage, or warmed over somebody else's something, I just happened to stumble on something that really, really makes a huge difference. We didn't know this in the beginning, but it creates some profound positive changes in two extremely important parts of the brain. We can talk about this a little bit later. But and so it affects people mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. It just creates all kinds of dramatic changes. The second thing is that fairly early on, I was fortunate enough to meet some of the best marketing communicators in the world. And some people think marketing is all, you know, manipulation and this sort of a thing. But I think that marketing is skillfully telling someone how what you have will benefit them,
yeah,
and helping them to make a decision that is in their best interest to make. And so I met people that are really good at this, and I'm considered to be one of them. So I'm a very good communicator. So a good product, really good marketing. And then, I don't know, I've always been kind of a curator of information. I mean, you're like this too. Both of us don't have long strings of credentials after our names, but we are passionate enough about all this stuff that I, you know, just like you, I read voluminously. I read scientific papers. I take courses. I meet people who are smarter about the brain and things like this than I am. And I relentlessly pick brains, and I'm kind of a curator of information. I do all this stuff because I'm passionate about it. And then I'm really good at communicating it to people in a way that saves them a ton of time. It's easy to understand. People have big ahas. And I think part of it is because as I started to figure all this stuff out and figure out how to get myself straight, because I was such a mess, I hit the wall many, many times, made many, many mistakes, screwed up, got stuck on many things, and then figured it, you know, I was persistent enough that I figured out how to get around whatever it was. And so I had a real appreciation for what it was like for other people to learn this stuff and figure out how to adopt it and make it part of their lifestyle. And so I'm really good at describing that in a way that people go, oh, so that's what that's about. And so it really helps people to get better results, to stick with it. You know, I was interviewing Cynthia Kersey not too long ago. She's sort of the Unstoppable Foundation that builds schools in Africa, and I give lots of money to her. And have built many schools in Africa.
Yeah, we were at that dinner together supporting that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And she said something right at the end of her interview. She said, "You want me to tell you the secret to being unstoppable?" She had a best-selling book called Unstoppable, and her foundation is the Unstoppable Foundation. She said, "You want to know the secret to being unstoppable?" And I said, "Yeah, sure. Don't stop."
That is a profound secret. And your comments there, if I boil it down, like have a product that works really, really well and be really good at explaining how people can benefit from it. And you, like, that seems like the recipe for success. It's the same thing with Bulletproof, right?
And don't stop.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Yeah.
I mean, last month was our 27th anniversary. And I've seen so many other people in personal growth related or human potential related businesses who will do something for a while and then they'll stop and move and do something else. Now, maybe it's because the first thing they were doing wasn't that great. But if you, first of all, you've got to have something that's really good. If it's not really good, you're just kind of a poser, in my opinion. but there are there's a lot of stuff like that out there. But if you have something that's really good, why stop? Keep going. That's how I've created this huge iconic brand in Holosync and Centerpoint. And everywhere I go, it's embarrassing almost. I'm sure this happens with you too. Everybody knows me. People walk up to me in Whole Foods and, oh, thank you so much for Holosync. And I've never seen the person before, but people know who I am because of all this. And I didn't do anything PR-wise to try to make that happen. I just kept making a really good product and putting out good information and helping people. And that just sort of happened. And everybody knows what Bulletproof Coffee is too.
Yep, it's happening, and it's a similar spirit there. Well, let's talk about your new book. So I think there's a subset of our listeners who are interested in how does one become successful like that. In fact, for you guys, I'm going to do a different podcast on business because most people listening to this, you care about performing better at everything. So you want to have control of your own biology, but you may not, frankly, care even a little bit about how to be an entrepreneur, but that's my other big passion. So I'll do a podcast on that for you, but I will separate it from this one so that you don't have to hear me drone on about business if you don't want to. But I just had to ask Bill because 2 million people is big. Now, Bill, you're holding up your book, The New Science of Super Awareness. Tell me about it.
You know, for the longest time, I was trying to communicate to people what Holosync does. And one of the things that I said to people was that when you listen to Holosync, it raises your threshold for what you can handle. If when you're under your threshold, you feel pretty good. Everything seems okay. When life pushes you over that threshold, wherever it is, you start to become stressed. You start to exhibit various dysfunctional coping mechanisms. And you you don't feel very good. And it occurred to me a long time ago that what Holosync was doing was pushing that threshold higher. But I didn't know why. And a lot of times what people are doing is trying to regulate their environment. Nothing wrong with that, but there's only so much you can do in regulating your environment. We live in a stressful environment. The world is a stressful place. And there's lots of things about the world that are stressful to human beings. You don't have enough air for not very long and you die. All these different constraints on being a person. So at any rate, maybe, the last half of the 90s, I began to get more and more interested in the brain and how the brain worked. And I was interested in it already because Holosync is based initially on changing electrical brainwave patterns. So I certainly knew something about the brain, but all this research started to come out about the brain. And I, being sort of a geeky sort of guy, and, like I said earlier, I'm reading that stuff and being a curator of information for people and everything. And the more I learned about it, and then I met Daniel Amen, who has taught me a ton about the brain. And I met Michael Mrzenich, who's like the godfather of neuroplasticity, and Norman Doidge, who wrote a very famous book about neuroplasticity, and many, many other scientists and people that knew a lot about this. And it began to come together for me why Holosync worked so well. And it really, it's a little more complex than this, but I kind of simplify it just because it makes it easy to hang your hat on this. But there's really two things that traditional meditation does really well meditation is a fantastic biohack. Meditation calms the limbic system and it enhances the prefrontal cortex. And the problem with an overactive limbic system is that there's really two main categories of problems. One is that when your limbic system is overactive, you go into fight or flight, the stress response. you create all the cortisol and all these other stress hormones, which are very inflammatory for your body, really bad for your health, cause you to age faster, and they cause you to feel like crap. And, you know, it's just bad news. Plus, blood flows away from your brain when you're in fight or flight to your extremities, so you can fight or flee. And so your IQ goes down. You make bad decisions. When you make decisions through your limbic system, they're almost always, it's only luck if they're not a bad decision. So then there's messes to clean up because you made bad decisions. And also, you become kind of a raging asshole when you're in fight or flight lot of times. And so it's hard on your relationships and all kinds of things. So that's one downside to having an overactive limbic system. By the way, almost everybody who's in prison is there because they have an overactive limbic system. Almost everybody that has chronic problems in any area of their life, it probably can be traced back to an overactive limbic system. The other problem, though, is that when your limbic system is overactive, you tend to be under the spell of a very powerful drug called dopamine. And dopamine causes you to fixate on whatever the latest bright, shiny object is, whether it's a sexy smile or a chocolate eclair or, something you think you should buy or whatever it happens to be. All those things that we get, that we crave, that aren't good for us, all those things that we regret getting involved with later on, because when you're under the spell of dopamine, you cannot look at long-term consequences. I mean, if you're trying to set up a bulletproof biohacking lifestyle, you won't be able to stick to it if your limbic system is overactive. It doesn't matter how much you know about it or how motivated you are or if Dave Asprey is your best friend or whatever, you're not going to be able to stick to it if your limbic system is overactive, because every time something crosses your path that you start to crave, you will not be able to do anything about it. You'll just go ahead and walk by the bakery cake at Whole Foods. You'll just say, wow, look at all those things. And, you know, I could eat some of them in the car on the way home. This is going to be fantastic. And there you go. And and then, of course, it causes inflammation. It gives you a sugar crash. You feel crappy. You gain weight, et cetera, all these negative things. And then you go, God, why did I do that? Overactive limbic system. Spending money you don't have and things you don't need. Bitching out someone you love or your boss or, you know, just countless things that that people do. I got divorced several years ago, and it was so stressful. Stress causes your limbic system to become overactive. Anytime you go through a stressful period, unless you're doing some things to counteract this, like Holosync, like, you know, 5-HTP and L-theanine and GABA and other things that can help calm your limbic system, your limbic system is going to become overactive. And despite the fact that I wasn't taking supplements then, but I was. Yeah. Actually, I had not been doing Holosync very often then either, I have to shamefully admit. This was quite a few years ago. But I got about 6 speeding tickets very quickly. And I had my driver's license suspended for a couple months.
Is this a first public confession here, Bill? You are a jet pilot, so...
I may have said this before, but I didn't know it at the time, but I realized in retrospect that all that stress of coughing up $5 million and having this horrible divorce and all this kind of stuff, that, and it was, you know, right after the, economy crashed in 2008, and that was stressful too. So at any rate, despite even the things I was doing, my limbic system became overactive. And actually what I did, I knew Daniel Amen pretty well. And at a certain point, I didn't even connect this to what was happening in my life. I just sort of had this idea that I should get a brain scan.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't saying I'm having a problem, I need a brain scan. I was saying, I think it'd be interesting to have a brain scan. I hadn't even connected my brain and my life.
You won't see the problem. It's very sneaky. It's so hard to see that.
So anyway, I had a brain scan, and the first thing he said to me was, "Are you using your own product?" And I said, "Well, I've gotten so busy, blah, blah, blah." And he said, "You better start using HoloSync again." And he told me a few other things to do, including getting a hyperbaric chamber, which we've talked about before, and which I did. And so, I didn't have the hyperbaric chamber at first. Within 3 days of listening to HoloSync, about 80% of all the stuff I was experiencing from being so stressed just went away. It took about 3 days. In fact, I became so convinced all over again of how amazing HoloSync was just from that. So anyway, I've gotten off track here. I was talking about the two things that the limbic system, when it's overactive, is it causes you to make really bad dopamine-driven decisions, and it puts you into fight or flight, which is great if you're actually in a life-threatening situation. But if that's the case, then the downside of being in fight or flight is probably worth it temporarily. But the idea is that after, 30 minutes or an hour or whatever, all those chemicals are out of your body and you saved your life and it was worth it. But when you go into fight or flight because somebody said something critical to you, or you can't find your cell phone, or some other dumb thing that is not life-threatening, and a lot of people are just in chronic fight or flight all the time, and they don't even know it because you get used to it. And so anyway, one of the things that meditation does, and HoloSync about 8 times better and faster, is calm the limbic system. And man, once your limbic system gets calm, you go around being so patient and kind to people, and things that bothered you really easily before don't bother you, and all that sort of thing. The other part of the brain is the prefrontal cortex, which is the source of executive control, long-range planning, creativity, learning from mistakes, flow states, although in a sort of weird way, because it's actually you're in a way, most of your prefrontal cortex goes offline when you're in a flow state. But I don't know if we'll have time to discuss that or not. But at any rate, your prefrontal cortex is also very sensitive to stress. When you become stressed, your limbic system becomes overactive and your prefrontal cortex becomes less active. And in fact, your limbic system actually grows larger when you're stressed, and your prefrontal cortex actually shrinks. And when you do certain things to enhance the prefrontal cortex and calm the limbic system, such as HoloSync, the prefrontal cortex then there's one job it has that I didn't mention, and that is supervising the limbic system. The limbic system, as I know you know, fires faster than the prefrontal cortex. So when you go by the bakery case in Whole Foods, your limbic system tells you before your prefrontal cortex can engage, "Wow, those look really tasty. I should get some." And then your prefrontal cortex, if it's strong enough, kicks in about a third of a second later. And if it's strong enough, then you say, "Yeah, but the consequences of doing that are not worth it. It would taste good and be fun for, about 20 seconds while I'm stuffing that in my mouth and chewing it. And then all the negative consequences and the regret will kick in." And then you walk past. And I have to say, I've had plenty of meals with you in various, and you and I are probably two of the most disciplined people about what we are or are not willing to eat. And people are always amazed. Somebody just sent me a huge box of Godiva chocolates.
Right.
And I opened them and took a smell, and then I took them into the kitchen here. And I'm going to let everybody else that works here, if they want to, eat those. But I'm not going to eat that kind of stuff. So,
but aren't you a fan of chocolate?
Yes, but not Godiva chocolates. although it's very tasty chocolate.
Yeah.
I do eat chocolate sometimes, but
The source matters enormously.
Right. I mean, if you're eating it and it's got a lot of sugar and all that stuff in it, once you get yourself kind of purified, you might say, and you eat a little bit of something that is inflammatory in some way, you instantly feel it.
Yeah, if you know.
If I can eat the smallest amount of sugar and I sneeze repeatedly within 10 minutes, and so I just don't do it anymore. At any rate, I keep getting off track here.
You're not off track, I don't think, because what you're talking about here is you're talking about awareness, and that's your whole book is about super awareness. And what you've done is you've developed an awareness of when your prefrontal cortex versus your limbic system is most active, and that resonated with me very much, because when I went to see Daniel Amen maybe 14 years ago, I had no metabolic activity in my prefrontal cortex. I was basically limbic all the time. I was a successful entrepreneur going to Wharton to get my MBA. So it's not like I was dumb, right? But I was very, very sympathetic overdriven. My limbic system was on fire, and my prefrontal cortex had zero metabolic activity when I tried to concentrate. And it affected my test scores. It affected all kinds of stuff. But the awareness you're talking about, awareness of how food affects you, awareness of what's going on when you relax and all that, that's the core part of your book.
Awareness is a prefrontal cortex activity. The more enhanced your prefrontal cortex is, the more awareness you have. And what I find when people become aware, what I always say about awareness, and this is probably the main thing that I teach, is awareness creates choice. When you are not aware, which really means limbic system and other parts of your brain that are kind of autopilot kind of things are running the show. When you're on autopilot, you're just going to repeat things that have been programmed into your brain, ways to respond, ways to feel, ways to engage with food or people or whatever it is. And a lot of times those automatic pilot ways of doing things are very unhealthy and have all kinds of bad consequences. When you calm your limbic system and enhance your prefrontal cortex, the awareness kicks in. And once you're aware, I find that there are four categories of things in particular that you become aware of. How you feel, how you behave, which people and situations you attract or become attracted to, and what meanings you assign to things. And those four things, anything you become aware of, at least that you're doing or creating, becomes a choice. Otherwise, it's running on autopilot. So, I mean, this is what happens when people become super aware, which is why I called it the new science of super awareness. When you become super aware, how you feel becomes a choice. How you behave becomes a choice. Which people and situations you get attracted to or attract to you becomes a choice. And what meanings you assign to things become. I mean, we could go through all four of those and talk in more detail, but those are really, as far as I can tell, the only real things in your life you can have a choice about. You don't have a choice about what other people do. And most people have a different agenda than you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have noticed that they're not always lining up right behind you to help you get what you want. Sometimes what they want conflicts with what you want. There's nothing you can do about it. You can influence people to a certain degree, but there's so damn many of them. And you don't have access to that many of them either. You can't do anything about all the physical stuff in the universe, cosmic rays and gravity and the fact that human bodies are sensitive and you need a certain amount, mixture of gases to stay alive. You need a certain amount of air pressure. You need food and water and all. There's all these things that if you go outside a certain capsule of limitations, you can't stay alive. And the biggie that you can't do anything about is the fact that everything in the universe is impermanent. And you and everything else eventually falls apart ends, whatever. And you can't do anything about that either. But you can do something about how you feel, how you behave, which people and situations you attract or become attracted to, what meanings you create. And once you've got that, the people that you see out there, and I'm not just talking to you, I mean all the people listening, the people you see out there that you envy, that you admire, that you're saying, wow, I would love to have that kind of consciousness or that kind of willpower or that kind of whatever, kindness, compassion, etc., focus, concentration, motivation, whatever it is. The people you see with those kinds of things, those are people who are more at choice about those four things because they're more aware. Some people were born with a naturally more enhanced prefrontal cortex and a naturally calmer limbic system. I wasn't one of them. I will tell you that I have a naturally overactive limbic system. Yep. And when I do Holosync regularly, which I do now, thank you, Daniel Amen, for getting me back on track. And, you know, I take I take a lot of GABA. I take a lot of L-theanine. I take a lot of 5-HTP. I take a lot of melatonin and many, many other supplements. I mean, you've eaten with me and seen my big bag of stuff I take three times a day. And if I don't take all that stuff, though, my limbic system can easily get the best of me. And so, you know, you often tell people, I'm one of the original biohackers and all this sort of stuff. I used to watch
Dirk and Sandy.
Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. They used to be like on afternoon talk shows, like the Merv Griffin show and stuff like that back in the, I don't know, the 70s. And they had
early 80s for
Life
sure.
Extension Foundation.
Yeah.
And they were telling people to do bizarre things. They were saying BHA and I think it's BHT.
BHT, yeah.
You know, the preservatives that they put in breakfast cereal and everything. They'd say, this will preserve you too. You should take this. And
it does stop herpes, cold, and chicken pox, which is kind of useful, but side note.
Yeah. So at any rate, they were, you know, experimenting with all this stuff long ago. And really getting a lot of other people interested in it. And then they sold Life Extension to Bill Falloon many, many years ago. And, you know, there's just a lot of information out there about this sort of thing, but the general public doesn't know much about it. But people like you and Life Extension and Daniel Amen and Mark Hyman and Johnny Bowden and there's, you know, a number of people who are kind of evangelists for the kind of diet and the kind of other lifestyle practices that will allow you to have a brain that's really healthy and that can perform optimally. You were with me at that one XPRIZE Foundation board meeting. Mm-hmm. And I've become real involved with XPRIZE since I joined the board and gotten to know Peter Diamandis. And one of the things that he is involved in, I don't remember if we've talked about this, but I think I probably told you about this, is a company called Health Nucleus.
Oh, yeah. I've had the full scan.
Did you do that full
human genome?
It's a $25,000 all-day-long most complex a series of tests that you can possibly take. And I did that a number of months ago. And I'm 66, almost 67. I literally have the health and the vitality and the endurance and all that of somebody who's about 35 or 33 or something like that. I was walking up this flight of seven stairs in a parking structure with my daughter, who's 32, the other day. And she was like going, whoa, who is this guy? I mean, I was beat her up the stairs and she was breathing hard and I wasn't. And, you know, it's the information that's out there today. This is not science fiction anymore. You can keep yourself young and, you know, really have a sharp brain and all those sorts of things.
You are a really high energy guy. Like when we've known each other for a few years now, we see each other probably five times a year. You're always full of energy. It's cool. And I've transformed myself too. I used to get really tired all the time, and I have more capacity than ever before. So that you can absolutely do. Is that a brain state thing, or is that a biology, like your whole body state thing, do you think?
Well, I think it's some of both, but, some of it's hormonal and everything, but the master controller really is your brain. I mean, Daniel Amen is very, very fond of saying everything about you comes from your brain, your moods, your emotional responses, your skills, your talents, yep. your superpowers, your ability to set and achieve goals, your ability to bounce back from failure, your happiness, your unhappiness, your success, your failure, your creativity, your confidence, your motivation, and he'll go on forever naming all these things. And of course, other parts of your body are also involved. But I have found that if you get your brain optimized, pretty much everything else falls into place. Certainly if you get your brain optimized and there's something else that's out of whack, it'll be more obvious what it is.
It's harder to get your brain optimized if your body is really broken. Like if you're not making enough energy, your brain won't do what it's capable of doing.
Sure. Talking about mitochondria now, I assume, and that sort of thing. And, of course, I'm privy to all the same information that you are too. And I take all this, pro-mitochondrial supplementation and everything, and it definitely makes a difference. Testosterone levels.
Oh, huge.
Make a big difference. I just had my testosterone checked, and it was a little bit over 900, which is like for somebody in their 30s.
Are you supplementing or no?
I am doing some things to drive it higher, but
testosterone.
I just bought a Vasper machine. Uh-huh. Which I haven't taken possession of yet, but Dan Sullivan,
Dan's
in his 70s, mm-hmm. he has a Peter that makes the Vasper machines. He told me that Dan, who did strategic coach, Dan's testosterone was 300 about. He's 72, not bad. 300 isn't bad if you're 72. It's I think it's bad if you're 72.
But
I
mean, yeah, agreed.
The doctors don't think it's bad. But after 6 months using this Vasper machine, which does some things to trick your body into making more human growth hormone and testosterone and so on, his was up to 800.
So for people listening, Vasper is a relatively expensive machine. More than $40,000. But you do cardio with cooling at the same time, which prevents the lactic acid buildup and it prevents heat stress
and
on the heart.
Pressure too on your these pressure cuffs.
They're cooled pressure cuffs, right?
Right, right.
And it's an unusual thing, and it's something that we have at Bulletproof Labs. Whenever we can open Bulletproof Labs, I'm still working on that for you. But it's a powerful technology like this, but the idea is by changing the signal that goes into the body, you can take the body, even when you're 70, in your 70s, you're not supposed to be able to do the stuff that Dan Sullivan does. Dan has been coaching entrepreneurs for more than 35 years. He's one of the guys who's helped me learn how to be a good entrepreneur. And in fact, Daniel Amen's in his program, I think just about most of the really successful entrepreneurs I know have worked with Dan Sullivan at some point or another. And it's kind of an interesting perspective that when you meet guys like you, Bill, you're 66 and you travel around all over the place doing philanthropy and giving talks about the brain, and you've got the energy of someone a third your age. And you meet Dan Sullivan, same thing. He's just bubbling with energy. I don't know if you're 18 or you're 20 or you're 40, you want to have that kind of energy even then. And when you're old, it's even more precious. So you guys are examples for what's possible.
When you're in your 20s, the idea that you're going to be in your 50s or 60s or 70s just doesn't seem that real to you. But believe me, it goes, I think about this, and in some ways I think, wow, it's really going by fast. And then other times I think about it, I think, actually, when I think about all the stuff that's happened and all the different periods of my life I've gone through, it has been a long time. But, you know, it's like I was saying, the impermanence is one of the things you can't do anything about. You can extend it, and I'm hoping to live at least to 120 and be in good health and still be productive. And, you know, what was it we were talking about? We were talking about something earlier about being more productive. And I didn't say this because we were in the midst of something else, but I think one of the biggest biohacks, in a way, is creating challenges, creative challenges for yourself, and then meeting them. That releases so many beneficial chemicals in your brain and in your body. This is what people who are not very, we're talking about being a successful entrepreneur. That's what it was. That's one of the benefits of being an entrepreneur, is that you're faced all the time with challenges that, I just set a goal maybe 10 months ago or so to do $100 million in sales a year at Centerpoint.
Wow. That's a big goal.
Which is about 500% increase. And so, but I'm positive that we're going to do it. I've always set goals that just seemed ridiculous. And once I got, one of the things that happens when your limbic system is calmer, it doesn't scare the shit out of you to do that. When I was younger and my limbic system was overactive, my hands would shake. You know, I'd read, these people would say, you need to write out your goals. So I'd write them out, but my hands would be shaking and I'd be saying, oh God, I'm going to look so stupid when I don't achieve this. You know, because it was all, my limbic system was just making me afraid. It was thinking of all the things that were going to go wrong. It was, you know, negative. If you want to get rid of negative thinking, calm your limbic system. But now, you see, I don't think that way. I just think, okay, how am I going to do that? And as soon as you start saying stuff like that, then ideas start to come to you. And you start seeing resources that you weren't noticing before. And you start seeing opportunities you weren't noticing before. And you start to feel motivated. And you get energized. And you take action. And when you take action, and it was like Cynthia Kersey said, the way to be unstoppable is don't stop. And so you just, you know, you get passionate about something and then the idea of stopping doesn't even occur to you. And pretty soon you're achieving something that seemed ridiculous when you set out to do it. So there's so many benefits of getting your brain to work right. But, you know, we started to talk about this wonderful book. It really is a wonderful book. Everyone who has read it is really blown away by it. You know, Alex Mendozian, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I gave away copies of this book at a mastermind that he invited me to, and he read it about five times, and then he called me and said, this is the best book I've ever read in my life.
Wow.
And he showed me it, and he had all this stuff underlined. You know, he underlined so much that it was all underlined almost. And in fact, he's helping me do this virtual book tour thing about this book because he was so high about this book. It's a really great book. And what my goal in this book was to make all these new brain science discoveries available to people in a very easy to absorb way. And of course, I'm talking about Holosync in here a lot also, because I think it's the greatest tool that's come along for optimizing your brain, although there are certainly many others. You know, I love all these supplements I take, and I love my hyperbaric chamber, and you know, there's many, you know, exercise helps you optimize your brain, sleep helps you optimize your brain, eating a bulletproof diet helps optimize your brain. All of these lifestyle things kind of fit together.
They really do, Bill. And you tie a lot of them together in your book, but you talk about neuroplasticity as well, which is something that listeners on Bulletproof Radio understand. But you go into it pretty well, talking about how It sounds not that long ago, year 2000, the Nobel Prize for Medicine was granted for the discovery of neuroplasticity. In the 80s, when you started your work, they really didn't seem to think it was a real thing at the time, right?
Well, there were people that were talking about neuroplasticity back then, but they were the outliers that everybody poo-pooed. And, you know, they poo-pooed Daniel Amen, which they still do to some extent, for using brain scans to diagnose the things, but it works.
Oh, yeah. Daniel Amen saved my life. Like, his stuff is very legitimate.
Yeah, of course. Of course it is. He often says that people that treat emotional problems and mental problems, they're the only people that don't look at the organ they're treating. Yeah, he looks at it, and it's very obvious. You can see which parts. The three big discoveries that I talk about are that everything comes from your brain. Second, scientists now know what parts of the brain are involved in both all the qualities and abilities that people want to develop and all of the qualities and negative things that people want to get rid of. They know what parts of the brain are involved. And there's more and more and more information about how to change those parts of the brain. And so things that were used to be completely pie in the sky to develop. If you're not creative, you're probably not going to become any more creative, no matter how many creativity courses you take. But now that's not the case. You can become more creative. You can learn to get into flow states. You can become an amazingly accelerated learner. You can become really calm and patient if you're really, the opposite of that. All these things are attainable. And that's what this book is about, is how to attain those things that used to be unattainable, because it's possible now. And it's a kind of a spectrum of lifestyle things, because it does involve sleep and diet and exercise and all these things. You know, one of the things I talk about in the book that I think will be really interesting for people, and maybe your people are already hip to this, but is I talk about the Walter Mischel and the marshmallow test. You know, back in Stanford in the 60s, he put these little kids at a bare table in a bare room and put a plate over them with a treat on it. And one of the treats was a marshmallow, and it became known as the marshmallow test, although they let the kids choose what treat they really wanted. But then they said, you can eat that marshmallow right now if you want it. I'm going to leave the room, though, for a little while. And it was up to 20 minutes in some cases. And if you can wait till I get back, I'll give you two marshmallows. And some could wait, and some couldn't. About 30% of them could wait, and then 70% of them could not wait. And then later, he got the idea of following these kids to see if there was a difference between those who could delay gratification and those who couldn't. And they found that those who could delay gratification got this huge list of benefits. They had better grades in school. They had higher SAT scores, an average of 210 points higher score. That's like 20% higher, more than 20% higher. Higher income, lower body mass index, more friends, better relationships, better cognitive function, more intelligence, more self-control. They could resist temptation better, obviously, less distractibility. They were more self-reliant, more resilient. They could bounce back when there were setbacks. Less drug use and other addictions and all these reaching, you know, ability to reach their goals and all that. And the ones that couldn't delay gratification had problems in all these areas. Then in the, I think it was 2007, but it may have been even later, 2011. At some point, though, they got the idea of doing brain scans. So they brought as many of these people as they could find, now in their 50s, and did brain scans, and they found that those who could delay gratification had calm limbic systems and enhanced prefrontal cortexes. And those who couldn't delay gratification were having all this string of problems in their life, dopamine-driven decisions and all this other stuff that I talked about earlier. They had overactive limbic systems and underactive prefrontal cortexes. So if you want to have a really productive, happy, together life, you know, this is the, to me, is the biohack, you know, enhance your prefrontal cortex, calm your limbic system. And one of the reasons why I wanted to wedge that little bit in is one of the things that the, you know, this implies is more willpower. Yeah. Now, if I know people that I'm trying to educate about using supplements, for instance, and they'll start using them. And then the next time I'm meeting with them, I say, where are your supplements? Oh, I don't know. I forgot to, you know. They have not enough willpower to create an organized way to make sure they take them, or they, you know, or they start to use Holosync and then they stop, or they, you know, they can't sustain exercising. All those blowing off lifestyle things is a overactive limbic system and a weak prefrontal cortex. So once you get that willpower thing going, then all the rest of this stuff becomes easy, because then you can add all those lifestyle things that are very important. And, you know, I will give up something else that I really like in order to make sure I get enough sleep. If I end up going to sleep really late, I will email my assistant and say, cancel my early morning appointments, because I have to get at least 7 hours of sleep. I just refuse, unless the house is on fire, to not do that. But I have lots of willpower, but it's I wasn't born that way, I'll tell you.
Well, you and I both, at the end of the day, study willpower, because you talk about self-control, you even talk about awareness. Like, all of that is driven by willpower, and willpower is driven by, you know, do you have the level of energy it takes to overcome the desire to do something lazy or something else? So it's an equation there. And one of the things that I discovered makes me and many other people more limbic active is unstable blood sugar. When your blood sugar crashes, your body's like, you're gonna die. There's not enough energy in the brain. And it triggers the hormones that activate the limbic system, adrenaline and cortisol.
I need carbs.
Yeah, eat carbs, and then you get another crash. So you end up like basically spiking and crashing your limbic system multiple times a day. It's no wonder that you do things you're sort of embarrassed about later. You yell at your family, you eat 16 eclairs, but at least they were good. No, but you know, you go through this whole cycle, and then you feel guilty about the whole thing. You get a poor night's sleep because you did all this, and you just do it over and over. And pretty soon, you know, you're fat and unhappy, and like that happens over and over. And it's driven by.
I've been fat and unhappy.
Yeah,
I've been there. I actually right now weigh about the same as I did in high school. I think I might have weighed 2 or 3 pounds less in high school. And at one point I weighed 207 pounds. I know you beat me on that one. You weighed more than I did.
Yeah, I'm a little taller, so.
That's it. You're a little taller.
I'm just big boned, Bill.
So as far as this book is concerned, if people go to centerpoint.com, especially if they spell it right, with an E on the end point, you know, center, the word point with an E in the end of the point, you can get a free copy of this. There's an icon right at the top or near the top of the page. And if you click on that, it'll take you to a page where you can download a PDF, or if you want to pay the shipping and handling, we'll send you this paperback version. Or you could come to the next Bulletproof Biohacking Conference. As I don't know, the last one I brought hundreds of books and sat out there in the foyer, and I need a biohack, Dave, for signing hundreds of books without your hand cramping up and your handwriting getting really bad.
I just did that in Japan last week. I was there. I sold 160,000 copies of the Bulletproof Diet there without knowing it. So I went there for a signing, and yeah, after a while, your hand gets tired. But yeah. It's awesome, right? It's the best kind of fatigue to have.
I always learn a lot from meeting people. Yeah. And in the early days of CenterPoint, I was the one on the phone talking to everybody. Now I have a staff of people who's on the phone talking to everyone and answering emails. And some of it filters through to me. And I have some courses where people have a lot more access to me. but I'm not on the firing line as much. When I go out and speak, you know, I'm not like the prima donna who disappears backstage right away. I want to mingle and talk to people. And, you know, I was just at Mary Morrissey's Dream Builder thing in Dallas, which is amazing, by the way. And I couldn't take a break. It was like, you know, when you're doing a an event and you're running it, you can't take a break unless you escape backstage, because everybody wants to talk to you and they don't realize I have to pee now. I need a couple minutes of silence where I sit down. And but I it wasn't even my seminar and I was surrounded by people, because probably 20% of the people there were Holosync users. But
it's interesting when you make a big impact on people's lives, and you've reached a lot more people than I have, Bill. And I understand what you're talking about. People, they genuinely want to say thanks, and it's an honor to be able to be there to do it. But also sometimes you're like, yeah, I just need to like take a breath now. It happens.
Yeah. Well, anyway, go get a copy of this book. I know you will love it. It really, if I do say so myself, it's a really great book, and I really poured a lot of myself into it. And now I'm thinking of the next one.
Constant creativity is a side effect of all the stuff you do, which means you'll have to keep writing books. I do recommend, look, you're listening to the show. The Bulletproof Radio episodes are free. Bill is giving away a book that he wrote. This isn't like a free, crappy, I wrote it in 20 minutes kind of book. It's actually a real book.
Yeah, this and it's 280 pages long, like that.
It's a solid book, and he's giving it away for free because he published it himself.
There's also a link in this to countless videos, and also there's an audio version of the book. There's a link in it to that. If you don't like to read, you can listen. There's all kinds of other things in here. If we put everything that was in here, it would have been 500 pages long, but I put it in a lot of it in as links and so on.
And just knowing you, Bill, you're doing it this way out of a sincere desire to get people to have this information. And of course, we all know, and our audience knows, that some of them will probably end up becoming CenterPoint users because it works and you talk about it, but it's the book is anything but a brochure for that. I found it to be a really, really impactful, useful, well-considered read. And since it won't cost you anything to download it and read it, which is kind of cool, do it. And if you like the paper versions, Bill will send it to you essentially for a nominal cost. It's different than going out and having to actually buy a book, but it is a very valuable book. So the book is available on CenterPoint, CenterPoint.com, and it's called The New Science of Super Awareness.
Also, you know, I interviewed you for a documentary that I'm making about new brain science discoveries. And it was a while ago, and we got a little sidetracked, but we're getting ready to go into post-production on that. So that's going to be coming out pretty soon. And as I remember, you were brilliant in that interview. And
people
are going to want to see you and Dr. Michael Mrzenich, the grandfather of brain research. He's in it, and Daniel Amen is in it, and Dr. Joseph Annibale, who runs another one of the Amen clinics, is also a brilliant guy. He's in it, and some people using brain research for leadership, developing leadership, all kinds of cool stuff in that.
We should have got 40 Years of Zen in there. I just opened earlier this year, opened the newest version of this with custom hardware and custom software in Seattle. A five-day experience, but I think when we were filming that, I hadn't quite opened the facility.
I can't remember if we talked about that or not.
Too bad if we didn't.
But. We might have. It was a while ago that we recorded that. It was, you know, months ago anyway.
It's amazing. Just to me, it's an honor to be in a video with luminaries like these guys. So thanks for putting it together, Bill, and thanks for being on Bulletproof Radio. I'm not going to ask you the question that I ask every guest, because you've already answered it twice, I think, on Bulletproof Radio. So I don't know that I have another.
Boxers or briefs? Is that?
Well, it's usually, you know, top three recommendations for kicking more ass at life. You know, if you only had three pieces of advice for someone, what would it be? But you've already answered it pretty darn well. Yeah, I don't know that we need to do it again.
There's a number of things that everybody needs to do, and you're telling them pretty much the same things. So, you know, the thing is, do it. Don't sit there and think about it. Take action. Once you start taking action at anything that you're going toward, the other actions kind of appear. And all you have to do, you know, and at some point you start to get really enthused because you start to see some results. And, you know, you start to biohack and you start to feel better and you think more clearly and all this stuff happens. And pretty soon you're going, wow, this really works. It's really good to think back to before you were doing it and remember how many aches and pains you had and how much brain fog you had and how you get tired in the afternoon or all this sort of stuff and realize, wow, it is better.
It's all gone, right? It sort of feels natural when it goes away. So you don't notice the absence as much as you notice it when it comes back. Like, oh, I used to feel that way all the time. And I don't anymore. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for being on Bulletproof Radio. People can go to centerpoint.com to download the new Science of Super Awareness for free. And you can certainly check out the CenterPoint HoloSync technology there. I've been a lifetime member for a long time. I definitely use it, and it's
You can try HoloSync for free too. I mean,
cool.
We have two ways to do that. One is a kind of a one-time demo, but what I would suggest is that people do our HoloSync 5-day challenge. So you're listening to it once every day for 5 days, and I have a video every day, just a very short, like 4-minute video. And then there's a big Facebook plugin where people are saying what's happening. And, my God, I couldn't believe it when I go to read what they're saying and people are just raving about it. And this is just like from one or two times, they're just, God, I'm getting all these creative ideas. I can't believe how calm I am. 2 days ago, I was freaking out about my life, and today everything just looks wonderful.
Your brain can do fantastic things when it gets the right programming, no doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, anyway, thanks for doing what you do, Dave. I remember when you kind of came on the scene and how great it was to when we finally met in person and we've become good friends. And I'm really feel fortunate to know you, and you're doing great stuff. Keep it up.
Likewise, Bill, appreciate being your friend. Appreciate you sharing your time and your new book for free with Bulletproof listeners. And it's been great fun getting to know you.
You bet. I have to interview Daniel Amen here in 5 minutes. So I got to get off.
Give him a hug for me. Bye.
I take care.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.